My name is Grace Owolabi. I'm from Nigeria. I'm Yoruba from Western Nigeria. I came to UK for 2014, and I like this country. This country, they help people. They help people. They have mercy with maybe homeless people. In fact, I don't know how to express this, but they are doing well for people. That's why I like this country. And they are following laws. Even they are doing great things. I came to this project through HMC, Acne Migrants. And since I joined the group, I feel different, honestly. I feel different because anytime I'm with the group, I feel joy. I feel happy. In fact, sometimes if we finish what we are doing, I don't like to leave this. The way Teresa, Amanda, the way you guys are treating us, in fact, I really appreciate all your efforts on us. We, not only me, I can thank you and Amanda on behalf of the rest of my people. We really, really appreciate what, and the people who are working in that office. I don't know their name. They used to come and take our pictures and say hello to us. And in fact, you guys are loving people. The songs I like is Christian songs, like hymns. That's my favorite hymns. I can say that's a choir is my house. Church is my house. I love to be in the church, and anywhere I am, I like to be in the choir. Even I used to lead in Nigeria, in UK. You know, when I was young, and there is one of our teacher, he used to come and teach us a music. That day, I can never forget. He chose one song in the hymn book, our hymn book. The song says, "Take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. Consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moment and my days. Let them flow in sweetness, praise." So when all of us are singing the song, I'm the first person he called me that, "Come out." I was scared that maybe I'm spoiling the song. He said I should stay one side. I should not open my mouth and sing with the rest of the people. So I was so sad that maybe I'm spoiling the song. Then later, the rest of the people are singing the song. He now called another person, Francis. He said, "You two, leave there, come this side." Oh, I said, "Okay, I'm not the only person who served the punishment." I didn't know that the teacher is selecting the voices, the nice people who can be in the group of the choir. So later, we are about 12. That day, it gave us another day that we'll do the rehearsal. So, and the first rehearsal, he told me that we want to create a group for choir, and I am the one who is going to lead. Me? Lead? Lead? I was so scared that day. I said, so, you know, what's so funny? The day he told us to come to sing in the church, I didn't go because I was so scared that how can I face a big crowd and singing? I was shaking that day. I said, no, I didn't go. So another person lead that day. Another day when I go there, he told me that you are the person who is going to lead this group. If you like, come. If you like, don't come. Anytime you come, you are going to be leading. So that's what that is how I start. Said no, that maybe I have a good, I'm good in that way. That's why. So any church I go, if I'm the first day I go there, if they are singing, the pastor will come and tell me that, please, can you join the choir because we can detect your voice when everybody is there. When I'm in this London, when I came to this country too, the first church I went is in Dagenham. The pastor called me that, mommy, I know you are a grandma, but at the same time, this place is not your seat. Your seat is in the choir. I say, what is going on? Anywhere I go, they will tell me that I have to be in the choir. So that's how my life in music, as it's like, if anytime I'm singing, even if I'm hungry, if I started singing, I will forget that I haven't take my breakfast or lunch or dinner. Music is a food for me. It's everything to me. Mm-hmm. In Yoruba language, if you want to pamper your child, go to sleep. Or if the child is crying, you can, Yoruba will sing the Tana Milo Moti Oke Simi Eyeni Sokuma Kosalo Bati Oroko Leyelo Tana O Kosalo Tana O Kosalo. Sometimes music, not every time if person can be saying, I want to pray. People can pray through music. When you are singing, you are praising God. Even I prefer that one to be saying Jesus, the Lord Jesus. If I'm singing, I used to go far, far. All my mind will go closer to God. I can see myself in heaven like I'm with my Christ. So anytime I'm singing.
Thank you.
may God bless Great Britain more and more, and may God bless ethnic migrants, because they are the ones sent me to this project. May God bless that organization. And Amanda and Teresa and the people who are working in space, may God bless you. My group, all of us, I pray God Almighty will hear our prayer in the name of Jesus.
Safety, warmth, and security I feel when I put in my key to open the front door. I take off my shoes and feel a sense of relief, peace, and belonging. I have left all the stresses behind as I put the kettle on for the cup of tea that makes things a lot better. I switch the radio on and hear the familiar voices that reminds me I'm not alone. Background noises that keep me grounded. Home is peace. My name is Zara. I'm a mother of three. I've been married twice. I have two children by my first husband and one by my second. I was born here in London, but my ethnicity is Moroccan, and I always felt like Morocco was my home. I suffered domestic violence for a very long time. My confidence was very low. I didn't know how to be around people. And I've been divorced for a while now, and I just thought to myself, enough was enough now. I need to get on with my life. I was referred to this organization, and I was contacted, and I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go and meet with this project worker, key worker, I can't remember. And I did it. And to me, that was a big step. And she told me about all the stuff that was going on in this center, and I thought, yeah, that sounds good. And she told me about the sewing classes, and I was interested in sewing. I like creativity. And that's what brought me to the project. I never thought I would ever get to this point in my life. You know, the insecurities and the confidence is still lacking, but I'm getting there eventually. And it's opened my eyes to what's out there and what I can achieve, what I can push myself to do, meet other young women from experiencing the same things I was experiencing, meeting you, you know, made me feel comfortable, made me feel wanted, made me think about things I wouldn't normally do. It's kind of like expanded my horizon, and I feel I'm pleased to be part of this project, although I am nervous because it's like you said, it's a big leap. Yeah, we'll see on the day. I mean, I used to dance way back, and so it was coming back to me. You know, I'm actually quite surprised, because to go out there on my own, surrounded by other people, is a big thing for me. And for me to actually do this with the support of yourselves, I'm proud of myself. And as my parents, they came to this country here, settled in London over 55 years ago. And it's like similar to the cloud where they've moved from one part of the continent to another. And they set all their roots here. At the time, all they did was come here to work and eventually go back to Morocco. That was the plan. But I was born, and then one thing led to another, and I suppose this is home. But as the cloud, it revolves and it goes round the earth. We grew up where our parents wanted to still have that culture in within us. So I'd go to Morocco often. But then even going back to Morocco, for us, it still wasn't home. So I felt, growing up, I felt I had these two cultures, the Western culture and then the Islamic culture to deal with. We were always told that we're not allowed to listen to music, so we didn't. I remember we'd hide in the room and put on the radio and listen to the top of the pops back then, the top 40, and we'd like record on the cassette player our favourite songs, and it was all undercover. Music just brightens up my day. I love listening to music. I try to, as much as I can, try to go out, you know, albeit by myself, and just go and dance and just be free and forget everything. Breezing through the air, I don't notice them when I'm going on with my life. White fluffy ones, dark grey ones, all part of the cycle of life. Without clouds, there's no rain, no water, no life. Dancing just makes me feel free. It makes me feel young, alive, brings back those memories when I was a dancer. My parents didn't know, by the way. They would have not have been happy. I just love the way that I just move my body and just forget about the world, and it's just me and just being happy, and I smile and just flying through the air. Brings me to a happy place.
Vanessa Mirza. I'm a dance and visual artist, and I also work with curation. When I think of the word migration, I always have this image of birds flying. It makes me think of flight, of freedom, and more possibilities about being in the sky and being in the air. With moving to London, because I'm originally from India, from Calcutta, that's in the east, close to Bangladesh, and I still visit and work there. But being in London, it definitely has a different meaning, particularly from collective experiences of the last 2.5 years or so. In terms of the piece and considering migration and the cloud and home, I think it's a beautiful metaphor and image, and it's something I can connect and relate to quite well. I love the concept that the cloud could be around you and gather those things which are important to you, and you travel with this and the sense of comfort and home that comes from even just the visual and the texture or the color of peace, of tranquility, of coziness. And it's probably something to work towards. It doesn't happen automatically, but I think it's a nice goal to have. I think also with migration, it's quite hard because there's something you leave behind, but then also something that you can carry with you. And so then in a way, having this visceral form of creating this sense of home is I think, quite beautiful and important. And as far as the piece goes, the different elements that we've been working with, I probably connect most with the element of water. I think that it's a sense of fluidity and flow and freedom that I see that comes with being kind of close to nature. I love being in nature, and it's where I recharge and I'm inspired. And something I enjoy a lot is to just walk by the river or spend time at the lake or by the sea, and even actually the rain, it's quite precious, particularly with movement and dance. Is I think all the qualities of water and what it carries, with kind of the energy and the sense of flow and fluidity, that's probably the strongest influence when I'm creating and moving and dancing. And I love music and I love dancing. I think I began with a more traditional concept of music, which would be just things that I was exposed to as a teenager or youngster in Calcutta. And then the range of music I listened to expanded. And I guess dance and contemporary dance also influenced that. I love listening to music in different languages from different parts of the world, different styles and genres. But more and more, I'm also interested in sound, which may not be melodic. And just, I guess, experimental sound and music, particularly coming to London and exploring that scene a little bit more. Also in the voice and in text. I guess when I'm dancing with this music, it's where I can really let go, and it's a bit of a release for me. Not necessarily when I'm making a new work, but just for myself as part of my own practice, choreographing for myself or in collaboration with others. It's bringing back my life experiences and memories and the impulses, particularly of being in India, but I've also lived in different other parts of the world, in Taiwan, in parts of Europe, in America. and kind of that mixture of things being released in what I create. Or I'd like to think so, at least. But it's been really special to be a part of this project.
My name is Grace Adeyemi. I came to UK at over 20 years ago now. I'm staying with my nephew to take care of two kids, but they are now grown up. One is 18 years, the little one is 13 years. That I'm happy to know this group. Many years ago, I cannot remember, but I know it's many years ago we have been together. They have been good to me in anywhere. I like music and I will continue to like it because I was still underage when my mom took me to join choir in our little village by then. She loved singing and I love it. By the time I don't even know how to write, my mommy will pay people money to write for me just to be there. Up till now, I'm still singing with women choir, any church, anywhere I go. And it makes me happy. If I'm sad, if I started singing, everything will come back to normal. I love singing. I prefer Christian song always. Even if I'm in the kitchen working, I always sing, Christian sing. Sometimes I dance with it, and the children will be saying, look at grandma. Even if not, I caution myself. Sometimes on main road, I would like to be singing. I only caution myself that people will say, is this woman mad? I love singing. That's my first thing when I woke up in the morning. Because I was in theater back home since I was little. Since my mommy put me into choir, everything in church, I do participate, everything. That's why I'm always happy, laugh, everything. If something like they want to bother me or make me, when I remember all these activities, I turn it to joy and laugh. Being with people, being in the church with brethren and with little ones that we talk and enjoy ourselves make me happy. And the community, yes, as well. Like our gathering to you, like we will not depart again when we were together doing exercise, talking. That's what made me feel happy in my life. You know, there is one acne migrant center at Stroke Luton. That's where I got to know this project. And the very day they introduced it to me, I love it. I keep on going there. We started from the old church at Stroke Luton. Since then, I never break it. We started with doing handwork. We did blankets.
So since then, I never depart. And each time I'm there, I enjoy my group. Except if there is emergency, I don't want to miss it. I love it. The people who are coaching us, Trace and Amanda, they are so good to us. We are just like a family when we were together. What I would like to say now is if anybody has talent of singing or being together in the community to people, don't hide it. Don't hide your talent. Bring it out and share it with friends and others in your community. It can help people in the community to grow up. Share it like me. Come out at the community. In my church here, St. Andrew, we always go out sometimes to gather people at community, give them cake, tea, passing by. So by that one, you make friend, you make another family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Whatever I am now, it is by your grace. Many are dying, many are perishing. Whatever I am now, it is by your grace. Whatever I am now, it is by your grace. Whatever I am now, it is by your grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Amen.
Via the Asian Women's Center, which is now being renamed All Women's Center, and I was introduced to the project by one of the ladies there, Dottie, and we've been on different sort of like projects together, and she just thought this would really quite suit the sort of person I am. The main element I think I connect to is water. My sign is Aquarius, so I just like water, and I remember I used to just look at water wherever I went, and water can take on sort of like different objects, different shapes. It may look blue, but then when you go to different areas, you can get sort of metallic colours, copper, sort of silvery glows from the water. I just like the way that water flows and the way it feels and the way it can make you buoyant. And it's just, water's sort of like a purifying sort of element, and yeah, when you're feeling a bit sort of like down, you know, or something like that, either standing in the rain or taking a bath can sort of like, well, you might not think it's standing in the rain, but I do, lift your spirits. I grew up in, I started off in South London and then I moved to West London, and I grew up mainly in West London. Yeah, I remember South London very vaguely. I sort of remember being there, but I don't remember sort of details because my memory is not that brilliant anyway. So yeah, I played the gong and the water harp, and yeah, I think they both have elements of water in them. The water harp is really good because it's got that element of when you make a sound with the string, it goes on, it flows, and then you wait for that sound to die down a bit, and then you make another sound with maybe a different string, and you can hear that resonating, and I like to listen to it resonating and sort of like move on to another string. With the gong has very different sounds depending on where you hit it. You can get a very sort of like, should I say thick sort of brown sound where it's sort of like you hit it and it's quite heavy. Or you can get a sound that when you hit it, it's like a ping that goes on for a while. The heavy sound also goes on for a while, but the pings, the other sound is like a ping. But the gong actually has many different sounds. It just depends where on the face you hit it. If you're sitting listening to the gong or the harps or any of the instruments, it's nice to sort of like close your eyes and just listen to the sound. You may also like to just concentrate on one particular sound, maybe a sound that sort of like makes you feel really good and just makes your body sort of becomes in tune to that. And then that can relax you and you can more or less just forget about everything else that's going on around you and just sort of concentrate on that sound. I like the layering of sounds because basically everybody just chooses a sound, and sometimes you can change your sound through the layering. You don't have to stay with one constant sound. And although the sounds may, that different people choose may sound unrelated, when you start to listen to them together, again, you do get a melodical sort of rhythm, sound, music that just seems to come out of everybody doing something completely different. I used to do a lot of performance, but when I was a bit younger, I've done plays for schools, music. I like to sing. I have never sung professionally, but I used to sing a lot in the bath, and I had issues. I had something happen to my throat, so I still sing, but I don't think my voice is as good as it used to be, but I still like to sing, but I don't like to sort of like do it where I upset everybody. And so, yeah, and I just used to, I've done all sorts of other performances. I've done dance performances since I've been at school. One of my friends choreographed a dance and we did a dance to Bob Marley's Exodus. Yeah, so I've done sort of like things now and again. I've attended drama classes as well. I'm not sure drama classes was me, but yeah, and that's basically it. Yeah. It can be difficult, but I think the easiest way to make yourself at home would possibly be to go out and just meet new people. Get involved with what's ever going on in the area you're in. A lot of the times we sort of like walk around and we don't really take notice of what's going on around us. And when you sort of like sit down and do the sound vibrations, the sound layering, you just become more aware of the vibrations that can come from sound and how just listening to them can sort of like affect your well-being. Just put you at ease, makes you feel more balanced, yeah? And I suppose in a certain way, grounded as well. Thank you.
Thank you. have listened to the voices of Grace Awolabi, Zara, Vanessa Mirza, Grace Adder, and Sharon, participants and co-directors of a live performance titled A Home is a Cloud. Over a period of 3 months, the group has met weekly together with 11 other participants and explored notions of home, faith, and belonging through the lens of music and movement as a form of worship. The fruit of their labor was a 45-minute long, part scripted, part improvised score consisting of collective movement and song, interspersed with individual solo pieces. A Home is a Cloud took place on the 13th of January 2024 in Swiss Church in London. Featuring on this radio program is also a composition by Moshi Honan titled Panta Ray. A Home is a Cloud is part of Lyra, an ongoing project conceived by Amanda Kamenish and Therese Weston.